7.
Love is in the air. Food is on the ground. Well, not probably on the ground. Hopefully on a table or maybe in a store. Phil Lempert is here on the Good Day Weekend program with his... It's very creative and imaginative, the way he approaches food. He has lots of food sense. Matter of fact, there's a PBS special called Phil Lempert's Food Sense, which continues doing well around the country. You might want to check that out, philsfoodsense.org. Otherwise, supermarketguru.com works very well for Phil, who is an international expert on food, travels around the country and around the world. All right, before we get to our normal bill of fare here, I got to get something off my chest, if you don't mind, with your permission.
Of course.
The death of Jack LaLanne reported around the world a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
96 years old. So in the world that we live in, apparently there really is no shame. I just walked out of the studio, and there are television monitors. There are 6 or 8 television monitors that run in the studio all the time. I'm looking at a cable channel that is running a Jack LaLanne special promotion. And he's on the, through the magic of, or the mystery of television, he's still alive.
Right.
So they have no shame in this, the outfit that produces the food grinder thing that he sells, the food, what do they call those things? Food.
Juicer.
Juicers, thank you. I mean, can you imagine the guy's dead? And they present, well, welcome Jack LaLanne.
Take a look at what happened with the guy from OxyClean, Billy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I still see his commercials on, and it's what, like 2 years later?
Dead. Well, they have this English guy who sort of picked up the pieces.
Well, that was
who
his partner.
Yeah, he'd been on his own.
His business
right.
partner.
Yeah, right. So they have
and,
that.
And, you know,
right.
back to Jack LaLanne, I had actually met him when I first moved from New York to California. I lived in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I believe it was his 80th birthday that what he did is he actually tied to his back a rope and then swam around San Francisco.
Yeah. With the boats.
Like, I don't know, 20 tugboats or something.
Yeah.
And I had met him after that, and a remarkable man, and,
no,
and certainly ahead of his time, and practical knowledge when it came to exercise.
Food and exercise. He was a good guy. I interviewed him a couple of times.
Yep.
Pretty interesting, maybe more than that. I don't remember how many times I met him or interviewed him, but it just I walked out the door, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, this is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just plain appalling. Anyway, our voice here is not aimed at that sort of thing. We're here to help you with food. It's Valentine's weekend. Lots of people are going to be eating chocolate, N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Nestle's makes the very best.
Chocolate. We'll be talking to somebody who has written a book about cholesterol and the science behind dark chocolate. How good is it for you, really? Apparently, it really is really good for you. So we're going to cover that. Also, we have some folks here from the National Retail Federation focusing on what you're going to be doing for Valentine's Day. Are you taking your wife to some really good restaurant? Do we overeat on Valentine's Day like we do during Thanksgiving, Christmas,
New Year's? I don't think so, because it's a day of love, so you don't want to be bloated and you don't want to have, you know, a full belly. In fact, we're going to talk about aphrodisiac foods today, too. Give you a little heads up on what you should be buying.
Yeah. Aphrodisiac foods. So this is not the weekend for a vegan diet. Is that what you're basically saying?
I think it's a weekend to go slow when it comes to eating and drinking. In fact, in Southern California, the big rage this year, and I've never seen it before, and it could be just that I missed it. The fact is that all these restaurants are promoting Valentine's Day weekend because it's on a Monday.
Yeah.
Their fear is people aren't going to go out.
Right,
so they
Monday.
Started last night. So there's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Valentine's weekend.
The whole
and
big
the restaurants
deal.
Are jammed.
Yeah, right. And
brilliant idea.
Hotels, the people taking trips this weekend, it's all, I mean, it's kind of a good thing. It ought to be something that we do more often, maybe once a month instead of just once a year. It's a way of focusing. It's a good commercial enterprise for sure. Flowers and gifts and cards and, as you said, going out to dinner
I'm waiting for my card from you, by the way.
Are you really?
I haven't done it yet.
And do not hold your breath for that. I've never been one for sending cards, no matter whether somebody I really loved, a woman. That's not something I do. I'm more expressive in person, or I'm liable to bring something, but I don't send things for whatever reason that is.
I just give cards. I don't mail cards. I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service.
Ah, there you go. So here's we talk about vegan. More and more, I think people don't understand the term, first of all. And you think that when people come to you and ask you about where is a good place to go, Phil Lembert is the expert, as I said, around the country. People are always seeking out his expertise and have for decades as to how to buy, what to buy, where to buy, when to buy the right foods, and where do the right foods come from. So when it comes to those who do follow a vegan diet, which is becoming, I think I saw the dietary guideline thing. Last week we talked about that, or the week before?
Yep, no, last week.
I looked at the dietary guidelines after we were off the air a little bit more thoroughly, and there was a part in these dietary guidelines for Americans who want to emphasize vegetarian or the vegan diet, whether this is a good way. I think sometimes you got to have fat. You know, Jack Stockwell,
absolutely.
Who is
have
the...
Have fat, you have to have a balanced diet.
Yeah, you cannot, but you got to have the right fats. And I guess you can get, if you're on a vegan diet, you can still get the right fats. It's a question of knowing where to go. Do more and more supermarkets cater to vegans, or do you have to go to a special place to find this sort of thing?
You can be either a vegetarian or a vegan. And again, just for our listeners, a vegan is someone who doesn't eat any kind of
animal fat.
Protein.
Yeah.
A vegetarian, typically they'll have fish.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference there. But no, I think any supermarket, any restaurant, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you can go to and you can enjoy yourself. You just have to always ask the right questions.
But how do you get protein into your diet if you are a vegan? The body must have protein to survive, as it must have fats
tofu.
To survive.
A lot of them, are having soy, tofu, tempeh. That's their primary source.
Isn't there a controversy other than edamame about soy products?
Yes.
So
absolutely. There's a controversy about anything. I don't care what the nutrient is.
I'm stopping eating. I give up.
No. It's about balance. If you become a vegan and you're having soy protein, two or three times a day, you're going to have a problem. Yeah. Or if you're a meat eater and you're having meat two or three times a day, or a fish eater, or a vegetable eater, our bodies are meant to have a balance of nutrients, not just one thing and overdo it. But that's our psyche here in the U.S., that if something is good, a little of it, we want a lot of it until we get sick.
It's interesting. People recommend things. You look at the FDA. You look at some of these other people that are supposed to be experts. They recommend this, recommend that. You know what? You got to trust yourself. You got to do a little bit of work. Yep. You can't give it over to somebody else. It's not their responsibility. People are going to try to sell you things.
Reacts to.
Yeah.
You just listen to your body. If you have a steak and you feel good, great. If you have a steak and you get an upset stomach, don't eat steak.
Right. Exactly. The vegan market worth $174 billion in sales last year. Woof. It's a lot of stuff being sold. And whether or not it contributes to medical problems because people are not getting, that's something being studied now, especially young children who are growing who need to have some special and regular protein in their diet and fats. If you're a vegan as an adult, one thing. If you try to bring your children through their growing years as vegans, there may be some impact to skeletal structure and brain development and all that other stuff, right?
Sure. And, what you really find is a lot of girls, when they go off to college, that's their first time that they become vegetarians or vegans with the idea that they're going to lose weight and so on. And, what we hear a lot about is they do this and then they start actually losing their hair.
Yeah.
Their hair starts falling out, which is why then very quickly they head back to McDonald's.
Right, there you go. Speaking of that, here's our quiz question for today. The food quiz is, hopefully interesting. That's the way I put these together. Hopefully you will find...
And then we'll decide whether or not it's interesting.
Since Hindus do not eat beef, the McDonald's in New Delhi makes its burgers with what? 800-510-8255. Hindus do not. Cows are sacred in India. You cannot eat. They walk down the street. They're free like dogs to roam. And they don't eat them. I don't eat them. They're my friends. And I don't let them walk down the street. But Hindus
but
do.
You get the Valentine's Day card?
I have not done that yet. Oh, I have a favorite cow named Peaches. Maybe I should do that. So what's the answer to the question? 800-510-8255. Hindus do not eat beef. So what do the McDonald's in India make their burgers with? What is it? It's not beef, so then what is it? 800-510-8255. We have some more of those. We have more of those egg prizes to give away that we gave away last week.
One more set of a $100 gift card, and the golf giveaway, which is
right.
Like a golf hat with an egg on it, a golf towel, all kinds of golf things.
And
I'm
not either. But instead of using golf balls, you use eggs to play that game.
No.
You know that?
No, it's not going to work.
It's not
going to work.
Why not? If it's a hard-boiled egg, why wouldn't that work?
No.
Hard-boiled egg.
Eggs are wonderful.
I don't want to
smash an egg with a golf club.
It's
a poor little egg.
Yeah, that's probably true. 15 cents are a lot cheaper than a golf ball.
Exactly.
18 and after the Good Day Weekend program. That's so silly. We have our silly bone showing today. Phil Lempert, Doug Steffen here on the air.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place, or get there directly at facebook.com/KY Couples.
All right, Ken, you have, Phil, 60 seconds to tell us why it's good to have breakfast any time of the day with a nice egg, not use it for a golf ball.
Well, first of all, I crave eggs, and eggs are an incredible way to start your day every single day. The new dietary guidelines point out very specifically that an egg a day is great protein, and it will not raise your cholesterol. And we know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. A breakfast that contains eggs can help you stay full longer and keep you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein, and one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And as Doug said, an average of just 15 cents each. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein. They deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck.
Eggs. So here's the slogan. Wait a minute. Here's the slogan. Eggs. Yeah. They're cheaper than a golf ball. You think we should bring that to the egg board?
From America to Asia.
21 after.
There's something weird in my ear there. For
I heard that, yes.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Use as directed.
Chocolate, yum. Chocolate, yum, yum, yum. It's food in the focus. Valentine's Day. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Our food trivia question has to do with McDonald's. Since Hindus do not eat beef, then what does the McDonald's chain use for its burgers over in India? What is it? 800-510-8255. Really great prize worth a couple of $100 if you can come up with the answer. Meanwhile, we have Janet Bond-Brill with us, who is not only a PhD, but she's a registered dietitian. And I'm trying to remember what an LDN, a licensed dietetic nurse, is that right, Janet? Am I on the right path?
Dietitian and nutritionist.
Ah, okay, got that. Okay, so you've written about chocolate. The book is called Cholesterol Down and Prevent a Second Heart Attack. There's a study out this week about dark chocolate, Phil, maybe healthier than fruit juices for a healthy heart. So I wonder whether or not chocolate, Janet, is the next superfood.
Absolutely, 100%. Is this not the sweetest nutrition news ever to come along? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Scientific evidence is mounting that a daily dose of some deep, sinfully rich dark chocolate has absolutely phenomenal health benefits, especially for the heart and blood vessels.
But Doug, remember one thing here. We are talking about dark chocolate, so we're not talking about going out there and getting some, you know, milk chocolate M&Ms or a Milky Way bar and so on.
Oh, no, that's not true. This stuff is – I'm now having a Three Musketeers bar every day because I know it's good for my heart.
No. Milk chocolate, those are imposters. No. We need the deep, dark, high percentage of cocoa chocolate, the kind that is just packed full of these antioxidants, these flavanol antioxidants.
In fact, you know, chocolate, Doug, actually contains more antioxidants than red wine does.
Yeah.
Actually, twice the amount in red wine and three times the amount in green tea.
So why did chocolate
heavy
get
hitter.
Such a bum rap? Is it, we don't know the difference between light chocolate
really
and dark chocolate? Yeah, light chocolate has it.
Well, milk chocolate does because it's loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Now that's a caveat. You need to eat it by the piece, not the pound.
Okay. Nobody told me that. I had to push that away. I'm sorry about that.
And even if you look, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up in just a couple days. And when we take a look at the association between chocolate and Valentine's Day, you know, people often, you know, email me and they say, you know, why is chocolate such a big deal? And it's really that chocolate can make you feel happier because it has two stimulants, theobromine and caffeine in it. So when you eat chocolate, you actually feel better.
True.
Now, your book has got a number of recipes in it It looks to me like I'm looking at a picture that was sent to us. It looks to me like you are doing a good job of not eating the bad chocolate, eating the good chocolate. You've cooked up a number of recipes here that are friendly. You want to give us a sort of an inkling as to what a few of them might be, the best ones, the most popular ones?
Well, you really, in terms of topping the antioxidant scale, you want to cook up your own chocolate confections using the natural dark cocoa powder and then add in your own sweetener. And that is that's really the key, because then you can cut back on the amount of sugar. And so I have a bunch of recipes. I have a really great brownie recipe and, of course, hot chocolate that uses this cocoa.
And see, but what we're going to do is we're going to put whipped cream on it because it's going to not taste
that's
so
the
good.
Problem.
I know it is, but I'm telling you, that's what people are going to do.
You can use the fat-free whipped topping. Tastes great. So,
yeah.
Especially if you have these brownies.
I still love Ready Whip. I'm
you have
these
brownies hot out of the oven, and you put some of that whipped cream, the fat-free whipped cream, which is just insanely low in calories.
Yeah. We promote the MetaFast diet here, and there are some, they send you some things like whipped cream you can put on top of this sort of thing. And you can even add the dark chocolate to the recipe for brownies. I see that your dad and your husband both had heart problems. And this brought about your interest in doing this. The specific interest in chocolate, is that what?
Well, I'm a woman, and I happen to love chocolate, so I was really happy to find this in the science. But, yeah, it's I wrote this my new book, Prevent a Second Heart Attack, because I wanted heart attack survivors to know that they can still enjoy the good things in life and halt and even reverse their disease. So, and chocolate is part of the good things in life, at least in my opinion.
All right, so the name of the book again is?
Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease.
All right, and it's available online. Is there a website that we can go to?
Yes, www.preventasecondheartattack.com.
All right, preventasecondheartattack.com. Good advice, good words of wisdom. Thank you, Janet Von Brill, for being here on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, Doug Steffen, continue. It's 29 past now.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Phil Lempert here on the Good Day Weekend program. Every week at this time, Phil is here with his expertise about shopping and food. Appears on the Today Show all the time. Be on The View this coming Wednesday. So when you typically go on the Today Show or The View, what do they want? They want to know what? Why do they bring? They ask you, is it the same sort of a question, a different emphasis on different foods, or what's
well,
the...
it varies. It depends if we're doing a story about food safety or whatever. In fact, this Wednesday on The View, I'll be bringing on some of our hits from our hits and misses, some of the top-rated products from last year, because the ladies just love to eat and love to, you know, check out all those foods.
So you want to give us a preview, just as a spoiler for The View?
No.
What a killjoy.
No. Well, I'll tell you one product.
Yeah.
One of my favorite products. It's called New York Joe's Onions.
Really?
This is a guy who was a school teacher.
Yeah.
He now lives in Key West or Key Largo, Florida, and he has put onions better than Sabret onions on a hot dog ever. He's put them in a jar, and it's a terrific, terrific product. I love it.
Really? So you have – I never eat hot dogs anymore. I will eat sausage.
You don't eat anything.
I do. I
you
like
don't eat meat.
You don't
eat hot dogs. You don't drink coffee.
Well, hot dogs
you don't
are
drink
processed.
Wine.
I try to stay away from processed foods. But I do have sausage. Even though sausage is bad for you, there's something about sausage that I just have a hard time staying away
you
from.
You won't eat like a Hebrew National hot dog, but you'll eat sausage.
Right. Yep. Right. And so and I'll put onion on it, and I've had sauerkraut on them. I put relish and that I don't put mustard on, but there's something about relish and onion that makes a good sausage take just your breath away. It's thrilling for me. Maybe it's the evil side of me that likes that stuff.
Well, you know what you should do? It's like Pink's in L.A. Yeah. What you should do is...
Oh, Pink's and the hot dogs? People stand in line. Is everybody around the country know? Tell the story about Pink's. There are a couple of them in L.A.,
Pink's is a family-run operation. It's this little hot dog stand, if you would, and celebrities,
Melrose,
Mountains, everything, wait outside for it. Yeah. And they have a whole variety of different hot dogs.
Yeah.
And until I moved to L.A., and again, coming from New York, it was always mustard and sauerkraut, maybe red onions with mustard. I had my first ever hot dog with American cheese and coleslaw on it.
Really?
And I loved it.
Yeah. Coleslaw, all those things enhance it. They really do. There's something about well-made coleslaw, by the way, that does enhance lots of different foods. I don't know what there is about it, but if it's bad, it's really bad. But if it's good, cabbage is extraordinarily good for you. And
well, the secret ingredient that a lot of people use when they make coleslaw is they actually add sugar to it.
Do they really?
Yep.
Well, that's not necessarily good for you, but it does taste good. Everything in moderation, said somebody once. 800-510-8255. One of the threads through our program is coming up with a food quiz question every weekend. Our question today has to do with McDonald's and their shops in India. Hindus do not eat beef. Therefore, the typical McDonald's hamburger wouldn't make it. But they're very successful because they use what for meat in their burgers? McDonald's uses what? 800-510-8255. Nina is in Ithaca, New York. Nina, say hi to Phil Lempert. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Nina. How are you? How
I'm
cold is
well.
It up in Ithaca?
Oh, let me look. It's warm today. It's 26.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In fact,
everything's
just,
relative.
You know,
it was 26
Ithaca.
Below 2 days ago. There.
Ithaca is the home of Cornell. And, in fact,
yeah.
we just did a fabulous interview with a Cornell doctoral student. It's going to air this Wednesday, where he's actually made a machine that prints food, like a computer printer would, Doug.
Really?
And
yes.
instead of the capsules that have the different color ink, it's different ingredients. He's made pizza. He's made cookies. All that stuff. Fabulous.
Really? And where is that going to air? Or is that on your website?
That'll be on Food News Today on Wednesday.
Right. Food News Today. Check that out. Food News Today every day. A good reason for you to check it out. Phil has great information, video, audio stuff, lots of publications that he scrutinizes, and the food itself that is his business. All right. So, Nina, by the way, Ithaca College is also there. It's a good broadcasting school.
It is.
Yeah. It's good. It's very interesting. Very modern buildings, but it's just too damn cold.
Absolutely.
It's really cold.
It's beautiful for like 2 days
a
year.
Right. No, that's you're talking about Minnesota. It's good for a couple of months in Ithaca. So what are the McDonald's restaurants use for their burgers in New Delhi?
I'm thinking they use soy or tofu.
No. Good guess, though, but that's not right. Thank you. It's not anything. I think sometimes people think soy and or tofu are artificial. I'm not sure that they are, but that's not what's used. Nothing artificial. It's something real from the meat family. David in Plattsburgh, New York, another New Yorker. Hi, David. Welcome in. Say hi to Phil.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, David. How are you?
Doing well. All right. So what do you think the burgers are made with?
Well, I believe they make them with chicken, and they also offer a veggie burger made with beans and bulgur.
Really? You sound very firm in your belief. Did you do some research or just happen to instinctively think that's the answer?
Well, I'm in the restaurant business, so I believe that would be the answer.
Yeah, that is not the answer. But it's a good answer. It would work under the circumstances. I don't know what the Hindus' feelings about chicken are, but at any rate, that's
I think
not,
they feed them to the cows.
Yeah, they may feed them, but they don't. If anybody who, unless they're free-range chickens, if you knew what they did, in the process of making chicken available to you, you'd never have another bite of chicken in your life. Thanks, David. Vince, over in Geneva, New York. We're full of New Yorkers today, Phil. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think the Hindus use in the McDonald's burgers there?
I believe it's rice.
Rice. A rice burger. I mean, I guess there are such things as rice,
of
right?
Of course there are, yeah.
All right. That's not the right answer, but I will tell you, you're getting warmer because this particular kind of
wait a minute. No, he's not getting warmer. You're throwing all of our audience, you're throwing a million people down the wrong path.
Oh, I was going to say the meat is used often with rice that they use in it. That's throwing them down the wrong path? Come on, Phil.
Yes.
Give us a break. 800-510-8255. All right. So on the list this week of really good stuff that you reviewed versus the list of really bad stuff,
right.
Because you always have hits and misses every week, so the good versus the bad and the ugly. What do we have?
Well, it's interesting. This week, Snyder's has a new pretzel out, which is pumpernickel and onion flavored. It's a braided, thick, very crispy, terrific pretzel. I like it. It wasn't a hit. Missed being a hit by 1 point because I would have liked a stronger onion flavor. Then what we have is we have a product called Sofu, which is a blend of brown rice, lentils, and different grains. It's got 9 different grains, and for an alternative for rice, and the burgers that McDonald's sells is not made from Sofu.
No.
That got an 86. Also,
that sounds actually pretty good. That sounds, is that okay?
Amy's Organic has come out with a new line. I love Amy's. Rachel and Andy Berliner are terrific. They've changed the food industry. Privately owned company. But my complaint has always been very high in fat. Now they've got a new line out. It's called Light and Lean, and that got a 93.
Well, we need fat. Certain fats, we keep talking about this. People who don't have any fat in their diet, as with the discussion about vegans, you have to have some fat, but it's a good fat. And often the good fat doesn't taste as good as the bad fat. I guess that's probably the
No, I think you're right. I mean, there's very famous, fancy restaurants that still make their, and I'm not talking about chain restaurants, I'm talking about, you know, white tablecloth restaurants, who still make their french fries in lard, because the lard tastes better
so good
on french fries.
Yep. All right, let me just spend a minute before. We're going to meet Dr. Kathy Grannis, the director of National Retail Federation. We'll talk about Valentine's spending on food, et cetera, in a moment. But I'm curious to know, I don't think I've ever asked you this, microwave oven, you have them in your home, do you believe in using them or not?
Yep, you absolutely. Microwaves are great, especially for vegetables, because what happens is there's less of a loss of nutrients because it cooks things faster. You know, if you take broccoli and you put it on the stovetop and it's just sitting there steaming and whatever else for a half hour, you know, you're losing nutrients. Microwaves don't do it. But again,
you
want a new microwave. You don't want one of those 20-year-old microwaves.
Yeah, you throw away the broccoli in that circumstance and drink the broth because that's where all the goodness is.
Exactly.
I will not have a microwave in my home because not only do I think they're dangerous, I think they've been untested in reality as to what comes out of them, but I also think the food, when you put it in to the microwave, gets, in terms of chemical compounds and the construct of it, everything I've read suggests the microwave rearranges the value of the food so that it has really no value at all.
The way microwave technology works, it basically just vibrates the molecules. So the question is, if they vibrate long enough, do they change their molecular composition?
And yes, the answer is, if you cook it too much, yes, probably that's it. But restaurants have all this stuff. I mean, all these fast food restaurants be out of business if they didn't have a microwave. That's how they cook everything. Right?
Correct. And not just fast food restaurants, but, you know, a lot of, again, white tablecloth restaurants will have microwaves and so on as well. It's a good way to cook if, again, you know, it's a relatively new, safe microwave where somebody's checking for radiation all the time, which is what you need to do.
Yeah. All right. I want to get to the answer to this question. We've been bopping around here a little bit. Let's take a couple more calls and see if we can get the answer. Eleanor in Cathedral City, California. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How about beans?
Beans. Great answer. Unfortunately, not the right answer, but a good answer. That would make, I think they'd make beans and rice be good in a burger.
And you know, Doug, there's a great barbecue place in Cathedral City.
I used to say, what's it named?
There is. I'm trying to remember. It's right on 111.
It's, oh, I know what it is. It's the Crystal Cathedral. They have great barbecues there after the church, don't they?
It's a woman's name, I think.
You sure it's not Crystal Cathedral?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They
went
bankrupt.
It's in that shopping center.
They're trying to do
the movie theater, where the IMAX movie theater is.
Oh, but they have IMAX in, they have IMAX over at the Crystal Cathedral now. Anything to, because they went bankrupt, they got to make a couple of bucks, keep the place open.
Right.
Stan's in Mount Vernon, Ohio, WMBO. Hi, Stan. Hello, Stan.
I'm Stan, but I'm in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
No kidding. My heavens. We're going to fire the call screener at the end of the program. He's gone.
So. No, we're not.
All right,
no.
So, Stan, what is there that the Hindus use to make their non-beef burgers?
I believe it's lamb.
It is mutton, which is lamb.
Exactly.
That is correct.
Exactly correct.
Yes, sorry. So what is he?
So, Stan, did rice help you get to mutton?
Not at all.
Hint? No, absolutely not. Okay.
No.
Stan,
as long as you got the prize, that's what we're interested in. Phil, tell him what he won, will you please?
Of course. Well, Stan, you're going to win a $100 gift certificate from the egg board and also a whole set of golf egg stuff. Now, there's no eggs that you can use as golf balls, but they're real golf balls with the egg logo on it and a golf hat and a golf towel, and there's some other stuff in there as well. Now, hopefully you're a golfer.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, I'm not.
All right.
Well, hopefully you know somebody who's a golfer, or just put it on eBay. I didn't say that, did I?
All right, Stan, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go find some eggs, cook them, hard-boil them, and try to pass them off. Find some guy you know who does play golf and give him a box full of eggs, pass them off, put them in a Titleist box or something.
I'm having eggs for breakfast this morning, Ty.
Yeah, good for you. That's important. But after you do that, get some and give them to a guy and see if he'll use them on a tee. All right? Let
sure
us know
will.
What they're doing. All right, Stan, hold on a minute. We'll send you the prize from Phil. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255 always gets to us. We're going to meet Kathy Granis and talk about what sort of thing you're doing for Valentine's as it applies to food here. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru here with us every hour. I wish he was here every hour.
Every hour.
Every hour. His company.
Hour. 24
right.
hours a day.
Right. All Doug and all Phil all the time.
Yeah.
14 before the hour on a good day.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KYCouples.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The food fact of the day. Research shows, Phil, that only 43% of dinners made at home served in our country have vegetables with them. Can you imagine?
Really? 43%.
See,
that's just wrong. That is just wrong.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Folks, you don't want to be healthy? You got to have those veggies. You got to have those fruits. You really do. All right. We're going to talk about how you're spending your money. Where are you going for dinner? The sort of thing that only somebody who knows can tell us about. And that's the description of Kathy Granis. She'll be on the air in a moment with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and me, Doug Steffen, on Good Day Weekend.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
9277.
Based on how you buy.
Before the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program, Love and Food, the focus of Kathy Grannis, who's here from the National Retail Federation. Valentine's Day. Now, you have studied, Kathy, what people do normally on Valentine's Day. Is it different because now instead of a day, it's sort of stretched out over the weekend this year? Does that make a difference?
Yeah, usually Valentine's Day, obviously, more times than not, falls on a weeknight. So many couples use the weekend as their chance to celebrate Valentine's Day in terms of going out, maybe a special dinner, or hanging out with other friends. So it kind of does elongate the holiday that way.
So do you actually study how much a couple will spend when they go out, and what do they go out? What do they do when they go out?
The average person this year is expected to spend about $121. So certainly there's a lot of options you can use to when it comes to spending that kind of money. The majority of people's budget comes from a special evening out, so maybe a dinner. And this year, a lot of people are saying that they're going to buy jewelry. So we're expecting to see lots of new necklaces, and certainly flowers and greeting cards are right up there as well.
Why do you think jewelry? Is it because people over the past 2 years have been, you know, hunkering down, not spending, and they figure that they better spend it soon?
Actually, spending on jewelry is a trend that we started seeing this holiday season that had, you know, as you said, fallen off the market the last couple of years. If people weren't spending on jewelry, they were spending on extravagant gifts because of the economy. But this year, people do feel a little bit more comfortable digging into their discretionary budget and buying that necklace that maybe they put on hold for the last 2 years.
Well, they can also, or they can do like Lindsay Lohan does, just go in and help themselves and then save all that money and go to a better restaurant. That might work.
Yeah. Certainly, I'm hoping for that.
Yeah. So I guess I'm in good shape then, Phil. I don't have anybody in my life, so I saved $120. I'm all set.
Maybe, I have a question, though. You know, looking at the details of the survey, it looks like men spend about twice as much as women on Valentine's Day gifts. What's that about?
When you think about a lot of it is the type of gift that men actually do end up buying the women in their life, whether it's their sister, their mother, or their significant other. You know, flowers aren't inexpensive, and neither is jewelry. And, you know, if you do go out to a meal, a lot of the times a man ends up footing the bill. So it does add up for a man. Women really get the easy part of the deal when it comes to Valentine's Day. They, you know, they buy their significant other or their children or their parents something small as a token of their affection. But typically the man has to shell out the money on the expensive gifts.
Yeah. And so going out to dinner or buying chocolate or that sort of thing, are there other foods that seem to make it in your survey? We're talking with Kathy Grannis from the National Retail Federation about some of the what they call hard goods, but soft goods or food even. When I think of Valentine's Day, honestly, I do think about food more than anything else.
You always think about food. Many people.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. No, yeah, what Phil was just saying, I'm always thinking about food. I am. I love to eat.
Many people love staying home for Valentine's Day, too. It's not always about going out to the expensive restaurant or the local restaurant. It's also about spending quality time, and a lot of times people do that by making a very special meal at their home. And dessert will certainly be the box of chocolates that they may have bought, you know, earlier that day. But, yeah, food is a big part of Valentine's Day. People in America love to celebrate with food, and Valentine's Day is no exception.
Well, I think it's interesting to see how people are spending. And the fact, the good news here is that more people are spending more money, and that's a good thing for the retail. It's a good sign of the economy improving, all that good stuff. So thanks for the good news, Kathy. Appreciate your being here. Kathy Grannis from the National Retail Federation here. So, Phil, what's your plan? You're going to be gone for Valentine's Day. Are you going to be back?
I am. I'm going to be hosting the best bagger competition on Valentine's Day.
The best bagger competition in Las Vegas?
Yes.
I remember last year we had the winner of the competition on the program. I'm trying to remember.
This year, too.
What did he win?
$10,000 and a gold checkout lane from Pan Austin that is then put into the store with a plaque with the person's name on it. And this huge trophy, and he went on David Letterman and went on Good Day.
That's how they had a contest, didn't they? A bagging contest on David Letterman, if I remember correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that's a... The baggers come from all around the country into Las Vegas for the convention to get into this contest.
23 different states.
Yeah. All right. Does this show up on TV anywhere?
It's going to be on ESPN.
ESPN as a support?
Exactly.
That's funny. Phil Lempert is the man. Be the first to know which new products are out there. Get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox.